Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
As I welcome you today to TSC Talk Radio, my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. It's a mission and it's a calling. I believe that more and more every day. I hope you had a great and wonderful weekend. I did. Let's go to the Lord in prayer for such a time as this. Thank you, Father. We come before you to praise you and we lift up your name before all men. You are the great I am, the creator of all life, the sustainer of life, and our Savior. Your love and your grace, oh, how they amaze me. I am in awe by the extent of your love and your patience for all of us, especially me, Father. You are the one and only God. Your Trinity is our blessing. Without you, we are lost, oh, completely lost, Father. You know the hate that we are experiencing here. For a long time, many of us have been shielded from such, but now it is obvious. And you told us in your word, this is my command to you, love one another. If the world hates you, understand, it hated me first. If you were of the world, it would love you as its own. Instead, the world hates you because you are not the world, of the world. But I have chosen you out of the world. We are in the world. Help us, Father, to truly not be a part of the world. I ask you, Abba Father, for your forgiveness, and I thank you for the agape love that you give to us. I ask you, Father, for your protection over all your children, especially in our own nation right now. Oh, God, what a mess we've made. I ask for your protection over our leaders. But I ask, too, for your intervention, that you will guide their every decision, prick their hearts with your word, Father. May they turn to you and not to the evil ways of this world. Thank you for my listeners. How my heart leaps when I receive notes of encouragement. Protect each one and bless them in your mighty ways, that their lives might be made better. Heal their bodies and comfort their souls and their minds. Bring to us peace, Father. Times are uncertain, but as I say this, I wonder why I say it, because each day is uncertain, yet your promise of eternity is certain. And you are God. And God, a God who saves and loves his children. Those things are certain. Those things we can hold on to. We can clutch them. Bring us to that understanding and that calm assurance of your love and promise. The promise of the good news. Oh, indeed it is good news. For such a time as this, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I wanted to talk about hate versus evil today, and divided versus united. The old cliche, united we stand, divided we fall, comes to my mind this morning. And it's very true, you know. It's the enemy knows the other cliche and the strategy of divide and conquer. We have been numbered. We Americans have been numbered, Social Security. We've been sorted by gender, color, occupation, location, married, unmarried, economically, how much money you earn, education, children or no children, and by your religious faith, by your lifestyle choice. And this has gone on for years and years, and now we know not who we are. Individuality is lost while they shove such dribble at us as, you know, there's more than two genders or sexes. evil is good and good is evil, and climate change for all you have. I received a letter last Friday. I was honored to be chosen to receive it, and encouraged by its words of truth. I'll share it with you later in the show. In the days of our revolution, over 200-some years ago, they had newsletters circulating, which is what I have that I'm going to share with you. They were careful with whom they shared. They could be arrested for treason, you know. America. America. Can we truly be in such a place in our country today? You hear them. The pandemic has revealed the virus of evil has consumed many an elected official. No worship, no school, no dining, no jobs, no social anything, which most men and women need to survive. No travel, no shopping, no in-person anything. Wear a mask. Heck, wear two masks. Some people need to be reprogrammed. No hugging, no kissing, no shaking hands. Truly, America, why are we putting up with these lies? Yes, there is a virus. Yes, it is, and it can be dangerous. We have people, I have friends who have lost loved ones, and I've lost friends. But no, you cannot hide from it. Show me your papers, a line from communism. I fear we have arrived. But there is always hope. There's always hope. Because liberty is always in the hands of the people, if you truly lust for liberty in your heart. Maybe we have lost that enthusiasm that Alexander explained. You know, there's a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes mankind rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism. If you have lost that, look at the children in your neighborhood. Your children. Look at your grandchildren, your nieces, your nephews. What is their future now? What have we done for our posterity? If there must be trouble, let it be in my day that my child may have peace. From Thomas Paine. We cannot hide any longer from the trouble of our day. It is time. Now is the time for all good men and women to come to the aid of their country. I think I shared with you before. I wondered where that came from. We used to have to type that in typing class. People don't even know what typing class is today. They should go back to the old manual royals. That was a hoot. The only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing. And women. Now is the time. It is time, my dear friends, for you and for me to rise up for God and for country and to bring America home. You know, I'm going through the news today, and there's so many things here that I want to share with you, and the time goes by so, so fast. I have something here. You know, I told you that Ed Martin sends out, and you can get them too. They're not anything that he's just sending to me, and I think I've lost it already. I tend to pile things up. But he was talking about Kamala Harris's remark over the weekend. She was doing an interview with somebody. And here it is, right here in front of my little face. And I'll be hearing music shortly. But she can't, you know, she really is. I guess she's smart. She's, you know, she graduated from college. She's got a law degree. She's gone up in the world, but she's not really very intelligent. She might be smart as far as book learning goes and some of that, but worldly, she's not. And I'm going to share this with you, and I am going to share this letter with you, which I believe is extremely important. We're going to call it a newsletter because that's what it truly is. And we're going to talk about what's next in this nation. And I'm going to tell you what. Change always starts at home. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We'll be right back.
Liberty Tabletop brings liberty to your table. For those of you who want to display your patriot hearts, set your table with Liberty, the new patriotic flatware pattern by Liberty Tabletop. Your dining table sets the mood for the American family and the American dream. Liberty honors our fallen heroes, the Liberty Bell, We the People with Stars and Stripes, our American Eagle, and the Statue of Liberty. Each piece of the Liberty flatware pattern is an art with elegance, high-quality work, and high-quality 1810 stainless American steel. Each piece is unique while conveying the same patriotic message, liberty for all, and we love America. Order your set now and a set as a gift for a special patriot in your life. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty home to your table. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive a discount. LibertyTabletop.com or call them 844-386-2338. You can look for the silver lining, or you can strengthen your portfolio with gold and silver. Optimism is planning for your own financial future. Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading has been watching our economy and the banksters for well over 20 years. The U.S. has an unsustainable debt. While the timing of a collapse cannot be predicted, we know the proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back weighs heavier and heavier with each new stimulus and omnibus bill. Because of our debt and the lack of solid backing, those fiat dollars in your pocket continue to deflate in value. However, gold stays true, true wealth. Give Melody Cedarstrom a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver Trading for all your precious metal needs. And join Melody weekday afternoons at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Financial Survival Radio. Visit DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back. 800-990-6716. 800-990-6716. That's 800-990-6716. 800-990-6716.
CSU Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I want to talk about this little thing Kamala Harris did. Kamala. Over the weekend, Ed tells us that Kamala Harris had a cringe-worthy moment on an interview with a West Virginia television station when she said that unemployed coal miners can find new jobs reclaiming abandoned landmines. What was she talking about? Does anybody have a clue what she's talking about? Because she doesn't have a clue what she's talking about, and she'll probably giggle. I didn't see this interview. I don't know what was that. But I know the woman giggles all the time. Yes, I chuckle too. But she's clueless about life. Real life. Where you are. In fact, most of our elected officials are. He goes on in this. He said the interview was explosive for a lot more reasons than just the gaffe. Hillary Clinton lost big in West Virginia after saying she wanted to put a lot, she didn't say a lot, she said all, coal miners out of business. She literally could not win a single county in the entire state. Yet, right after the Democrats win an election, their first goal is to follow through on Hillary's threat. America needs more jobs, not less. And unfortunately for Kamala, there aren't enough landmines to keep America energy independent. Landmines, the woman. You'd think she stomped on one and lost her brains or something. Manchin he's a Democrat, Joe Manchin, from West Virginia, and he was a little upset that he didn't know anything about this interview with her. Now, he's kind of a, I guess if there is a moderate Democrat, it's Manchin. He's claiming to be nonpartisan. He's claiming to be willing to work with people. And he's claiming that he's going to try and hold back these Democrats from doing some of the things they're doing. Not all of them. Not all of them. So, it's interesting, you know, how the two of them are going to clash. Of course, it's over coal. It's over jobs. He needs those jobs to get elected. So what is happening here in America? I have some things that I think are interesting, but I don't know that they're really something that's so important that I need to take up time on. Does that make sense to you? You know, Nobel Peace Prizes for several people on Trump's staff in his administration. That was very interesting. Trump got nominated for another one. And then you think, yeah, maybe something good's happened. And then you look around and you see BLM has been nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize. They're anything but peaceable. They have caused all kinds of destruction. They're not peacemakers. Well, this, I don't get to listen to Rush Limbaugh. Now, you know, he's another Missourian. He's not in Missouri anymore. I don't plan to leave Missouri, but Rush Limbaugh says conservative states are trending toward secession from the U.S. Now, remember what I said. All we need to do is leave the corporation. Just leave the corporation. It sounds like, you know, like that's too easy to happen. But I'm going to share with you what Rush Limbaugh said. I actually think that they're trending toward secession. I see more and more people asking, what in the world do we have in common with the people who live in, say, New York? Now, when you think about uniting, I want you to think about prayer, too. Now, Rush doesn't mention any of that. But you and I know that makes a difference. Remember back in the Great Awakening when it just took one prayer, and this was in New York, and it was a horrible place to be. One prayer. One man praying. The next day, two men praying. Then it kept growing and growing and growing. And there was a great awakening in New York to where they didn't even have anything for the cops to do. Well, Rush goes on and he says, what is there that makes us believe that there is enough of us there to even have a chance at winning New York, especially if you're talking about votes? He went on to suggest that liberal and conservative political cultures have become much more separated and that things can't go on this way. Although nothing that was undecided on whether entire states should break away. There cannot be a peaceful coexistence of two completely different theories of life, theories of government, theories of how we manage our affairs. We can't be in the dire of conflict without something giving somewhere along the way. That's pretty bleak, isn't it? Responding to Limbaugh's comments, John Dean, who served as White House counsel of the United States President Richard Nixon, questioned how red Republican states would progress economically if they left the Union. Well, if the red states seceded, they would be a third world nation. They're just about to take us down there anyway, the whole nation. That was my words, not his. This is coming from John Dean. It is the blue states that keep the red states financially afloat. Oh, really? Again, clueless. Generally, blue states pay more taxes than they receive in the federal benefits. And what does the red states do? I'm asking you, not him, because he's not listening. Well, you and I all know. Without the red states feeding the blue states, they wouldn't even be able to play the games they play in the big cities. Well, the radio host comments came the day after Texas Representative Kyle Biederman, a Republican, announced his plans to introduce the Texas Independence Referendum Act, which he said would allow the state to reassert its status as an independent nation. Wow. The federal government is out of control and doesn't represent the values of Texans, Spiederman said. That is why I am committing to file legislation that will allow a referendum to give Texans a vote for the state of Texas to reassert its status in the independent as an independent nation. Now, what did you think about that? Texas. Big, huge Texas. I guess, will we buy their oil then? Missouri. Now, you think about how we're already united. Now, Biden, he signed, how many of these orders has he signed now? It's a record. Nobody has done it. I mean, it's an astronomical record.
Yeah, it's 30 plus, I think, the last I heard.
Yeah. And they're signing this nation away. I don't know if you understand that or not. But they're working as fast and as hard as they possibly can because they know come 2022 they're going to have so many people messed up with them. That was my way of saying angry. Angry with them. Cowboy, I used to know, used to say, made me a little sore. We're going to be so sore with them, with our elites in D.C., that all the cheating in the world isn't going to win them an election. I was working on my speech. I'm going to be speaking in Utah next month. And I was discussing some things, and Rudy said, remember the movie you loaned me, Ride with the Devil? And I recommend this movie to any of you. This is a phrase out of that movie. This was during the Civil War, and it was with Missouri and Kansas. They rounded up every pup and put them in that schoolhouse because they fancied that everyone should think and talk the way they do, with no regard to station, custom, or property. And that is why they will win, because they believe everyone should live and think just like them, and we will lose because we don't care one way or another how they live. We just want to worry about ourselves. I'm going to add and be left alone. Is this true? We have ignored the taking of our children and the brainwashing of their minds, and now we are about to lose all freedom and independence. This is my words, not from the movie. And in our blindness, we condemn our own, our posterity, to slavery. The master is to a master that is the most cruel of all, communist government, where citizens have no representation, and they own nothing. That's where we're headed. I visited with my brother, one of my brothers, this weekend, and he's looked at me and said, we're already communist country. It's done. I don't think so, but I'm more of an optimist. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we'll be right back.
If I ever okay, let me tell you, there's no good reason why I can't move on. I lay my heart on these tracks.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from legal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Friends, I want to talk to you very frankly about the increasing civil unrest we're seeing these days. You can't turn on the news without hearing about more riots, violence, looting, killing, lawlessness, and mayhem. Sadly, I think the worst is yet to come, and the crescendo will be quite painful. However, I want to focus your attention on what you can do to survive. Priority one in times like these is to make sure you have enough food to eat. If you know me, you know I fully endorse My Patriot Supply. They're the only source I personally use and trust to get through the tough times ahead. Right now, you can save $100 off a 4-week emergency food supply kit of delicious, nutritious meals the whole family will love. Go to preparewithbethann.com to get your food kits today. The future is so uncertain. I urge you to go to preparewithbethann.com and get ready now. That's preparewithbethann.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions. Government micromanaging our lives? But do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.
This is Beth Ann. I just, you know, I get things popping up. The news pops up on my computer here while I'm talking to you. And sometimes, and I am going to share this letter with you, so I've got to get to it here. This is saying that Ted Cruz says that Trump's rhetoric was reckless and irresponsible. Basically, what he's saying is he shouldn't have kept saying that he won by a landslide because the election was stolen and it was a fraud. Then he says it was... So the evidence, the campaign did not prove that in any court. We didn't prove it in any court because the court wouldn't look at it. Now you stop and think about that. And the rhetoric of Ted Cruz, I know many of us like Ted Cruz, but you stop and think about the rhetoric of these politicians. They're going to say one thing here and then they're going to go say something over here, kind of schmooze it over, you know, kind of keep face with the other people, both sides. That's not nonpartisan. I received some mail this morning, and one was a very nice letter. I'm not sharing it in its entirety with you, but this was from a woman, very encouraging to me. We had a little hate phone call last week on Friday. We still have Trump's sign up in our window. And I was telling my husband about it, and he said, you know, somebody, the little Democrat, we're now, this is a small town here. The little Democrat office, campaign office, somebody threw a rock or something and broke their window. I said, what good does that do? What good did this hate phone call make? Of course, he saw our Trump sign. We still have our Trump sign in the window. And this dear lady that sent me a very generous donation, she says, I still have his sign in my front yard. And we see that here. I've seen a few, not too many, but we saw a Biden sign somewhere. I can't remember where it was now recently. I think it was when we were driving up to my brother's last night, yesterday. She says, I listen to your program every day. She says, I pray before I eat breakfast, and I pray for you, and I pray for President Donald Trump. You have no idea what that means to me. And then I have another gentleman that sent me a donation. He says in the memo, it's not so bad. God is in charge. You know, my one son keeps saying, you know, so what, Mom, if they throw us into reprogramming? We know the end of the story. God wins. We're on the winning team. And I said, well, that's true. Well, I want to share this letter with you. And I am offering this letter for you, and you will understand why when you hear it. Voice of the Patriot, Loss of the Republic. It's a newsletter. Americans have lost the capital of the Republic. Of all the wise men of history, none predicted that simple-minded deceit would convince the people to forfeit the rarest of blessings, constitutionally preserved restraints of power, personal freedom, prosperity unequaled, and military protection unsurpassed, industrial capacity that employed the world, agricultural capacity that fed the world. America let it slip away, the most precious of all gifts of the heavenly Creator. What must God think? God gave Americans the most perfect government ever designed by man. Benjamin Franklin called it a republic. If you can keep it. If you can keep it. Individual freedom, Franklin understood, is the mortal enemy of man who strive, of men who strive endlessly to amass power. Keeping a free republic requires constant vigil, constant study, constant resistance to the infringements of the gift of freedom. When Americans give the republic to the enemy, what must God think? Not all Americans have given up. They will be abused for 2 years, possibly more. The debacle in Washington on January 6th was a vicious complaint registered by loyal Americans. It was an error. Violent resistance demands a crushing response from a strong opponent. Americans must be, will be, smarter. Believers in democracy use oft-repeated lies, as did Hitler, to foster a belief that majority rule is a cog in the wheel of American government. Violence and bloodshed are the hallmarks of majority rule. Riots are the means of communication with a democratic government. While Americans are ruled by democracy, violence will rule the streets. A peaceful alternative was documented in the American Constitution. A representative republic. In a republic, disagreements are debated with utmost civility and respect. Equal value is given to the needs of both the minority and the majority. Riots and violence are unnecessary. Wise debate is a republican fashion resolves disagreement while unifying opposing fractions. A democracy disregards the needs of the minority. The majority will rule. They will rule to their personal advantage. Civil debate ended when democracy gained dominance in America. The founders recognized the hazards of democracy, and they favored a republic. They wrote into law safeguards against democracy. Their distaste for democracy is recorded in their comments. Here they go. James Madison. Democracies have ever been spectacles of turbulence and contention, have ever been found incompatible with personal security or the rights of property, and have in general been as short in their lives as they have been violent in their deaths. And John Adams said, "There never was a democracy yet that did not commit suicide." And Fisher James, the author of the very First Amendment, said, "The known propensity of democracy is to licentiousness, which the ambitious call and the ignorant believe is liberty." Wow. Governor Morse, who was a penman of the Constitution as well, said, "Democracy has everywhere terminated in disposition. Democracy, savage and wild." John Quincy Adams said, "Experience of all former ages had shown that all human governments, democracy was the most unstable, fluctuating, and short-lived." Benjamin Rush, one of the signers of the Declaration of Independence, "A simple democracy is one of the greatest evils." Noah Webster said, "A pure democracy is generally the most tyrannical government on earth." And John Witherspoon, a signer of the Declaration of Independence, said, "Democracy is very subject to caprice and the madness of popular rage." Many in America's government today favor displacing the republic with democracy. All Democrats favor democracy. Many Republicans favor democracy. And I'm adding into here, most of the media constantly, on the right and on the left, they keep using that term, our democracy. To replace American government with democracy, the Constitution should necessarily be rendered powerless. And he says, listen to the words, listen to their words, and vote accordingly. There's more to the letter. We'll finish it when we come back after these messages. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. We were developed to be a republic, a constitutional republic where the people are the ones in charge through representation. And we've kind of failed that, haven't we? Democracy. It's mob rule. And we will be right back.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Hi, this is Beth Ann. The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt so soft in the store, but then when you got it home and tried to use it, it wasn't absorbent at all? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work, I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually will dry you. They're debuting the MyPillow six-piece towel set that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can buy one and get one free with the promo code BethAnn. Go to MyPillow.com now and click on the Radio Listener Special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty with their 60-day money-back guarantee. To get your buy one, get one free,
free MyPillow towel set, go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code Bethann, or call 1-800-978-6168. That's MyPillow.com, and the promo code is Bethann. Daniel Turner, founder and executive director of Power the Future, agrees that America is blessed with an abundance of reliable energy sources. Our natural resources are the lifeblood of our nation and have made our nation prosperous. Rural America is the heart of production in this nation. Our food, manufacturing, trucking, and yes, our energy. Power the Future promotes jobs in rural America, specifically our energy jobs. These jobs are all under attack. Wealthy radicals like Tom Steyer and George Soros promised to break the nation's energy independence. Their beloved Green New Deal attacks all that is good in this nation. Our food, our land, our jobs, our families, and of course, our gassy cows. Power the Future is fighting for you, rural America. Join them. Visit PowerTheFuture.com. See the latest news and donate to those who are fighting for you. PowerTheFuture.com. Power the Future is fighting to keep America's lights on.
How'd you like to eliminate your expensive cable bill forever or get new satellite internet where cable can't go? Well, now you can have affordable satellite internet service for a few dollars a day. All you need is a mini satellite installed, and you can have unlimited internet connections wirelessly in your home or office. And no cable boxes means unlimited connections and no clutter. You can surf the internet or stream any of your favorite television services with no cable. And the best part is, satellite internet service costs only a few dollars a day for your entire home. Yes, fast internet to surf or stream television for a few bucks a day. Call now for free details and learn how to drop your expensive cable bill.
800-832-1804. 800-832-1804. 800-832-1804. That's 800-832-1804.
This is Beth Ann. I want to continue with this newsletter. Now, remember, before I continue, that during the times of the Revolution, they passed out newsletters, and they were careful of who they gave them with, who they shared them with. So let's continue this letter. The goal of this newsletter is to restore the Republic. Americans have witnessed increasing violence as majority rule displaces concern for minority factions. Frustrated Americans communicate with sticks and bombs and profanity. The wiser path is to restore the Republic. This newsletter is dedicated to education, motivation, edification, unification, plans, and action. In 2 years, patriots will launch a unified body of pro-Americans to represent the American Republic in Congress. This newsletter is the foundation of that success. Future topics in Voice of the Patriot will be restoration of the Republic, morality, honesty, racial peace, constitutional law, government restraints, legal elections, the spirit of adventure, competency of the press, competent education, competent economy, competent fiscal management, factual history, respect for the founders, and most important, restoration of faith in God. As time progresses, Voice of the Patriot will deliver plans to replace pro-politicians with pro-Americans. Ultimately, a pro-American president. Loyal Americans must not make direct, violent attacks on the enemy. Be smart. The enemy is brutal, unethical, and crushes resistance harshly. Spend your time wisely. Make 5 copies of Voice of the Patriot. Mail copies to people who will, in turn, make 5 copies. Who will, in turn, make 5 copies of the Voice of the Patriot to mail to the other loyal Americans. Those who have the resources should mail 50 or even 500 or more. That small dedication of time and resources multiplied by 11 repetitions will put Voice of the Patriot before the eyes of 48 million Americans. That influence will dominate. It is simple. We will communicate. We will unify. We will offer mutual support. We will select and instruct pro-American candidates, and we will vote in unity. Potential appreciates of Voice of the Patriot are the American Legion, churches, small businesses, police departments, military families, fire departments, auto mechanics, small municipalities, FFA, farm and ranch co-ops, VFW posts, Christian schools, Hillsdale College, Sportsman, NRA, Farm Show Magazine, Bass Pro and Cabela's, Chamber of Commerce, I'm not sure about that one, and labor unions, etc. Large industries such as oil and gas, mining, lumber, construction, auto workers, steel fabrication, shipbuilders, agricultural equipment, chemical, commercial fishing, and military hardware deserve to be in this movement. Support those who demonstrate love for America, such as Senator Josh Hawley and Representative Jim Jordan. Do not trust the Internet. Anything digital can be hacked. Remember that anyone, anywhere, has access to your messages. Messages may be deleted or altered. We've known that to happen, haven't we? Without your knowledge or permission. Even the once trustworthy United States Postal Service has proven to divert or destroy mail that resists democracy. The recent election debacle is evident that the postal workers can and will be used to anti-American advantage. The first six issues should not be remailed to pro-democracy or anti-Americans or socialists or community or communist entities. God says, do not cast your pearls before the swine. Avoid newspapers, book publishers, universities, public schools, TV media, LGBTQ groups, high-tech entities, Google, Facebook, Microsoft, etc., TV stations, and celebrities. I guess that's why I got one. I'm not one of those. With pro-American exceptions such as Mike Rowe, do not send this message to convicted felons, prostitutes, atheists, Mitt Romney, Liz Cheney, or con artists of foggy-thinking drug users. In a half a year, when strong and unified, patriots will remail copies to enemies. Not first, but later. Some will panic. Others, upon witnessing the popularity of patriotism, will actually convert. When they experience the justice, the peace, and the unity of the prosperity of a free, uncorrupted constitutional republic, they and their children will be permanent pro-American disciples. May our Heavenly Father bless, protect, and encourage His people. Please pray for our nation, for this movement, for your children, and ask for the blessings of the God of heaven. With your sincere prayers and God's blessings, the sacred American Republic will be restored. The Patriot. I had a little sticky note on mine. I don't know who sent it to me. I don't know from whence it came. They told me I could share this in whatever way I wanted, or I could read it on the air, which I did. I thought it was well put together. I agreed with it 100%, and I think you did too. If you would like a copy of this, just send me a self-addressed stamped envelope, and I'll get it back to you. The one I received is in pretty small print. Yeah, I'm getting a little old. So I'm retyping it in larger print so it'll be easier. I pray that you understand that now is the time for all good men and women to come to the aid of their country. And if there be trouble, let it be in my time that my children might have peace. But also remember, God is still in charge. This is a very small thing you can do. If you want to have extra copies made, if you don't have copies, you know, aren't available to make copies, I'll do that. I do ask for a little help, you know, a couple of bucks or something to cover the paper, because we'll go through the paper here. If you ever saw it on Facebook, you'd understand. I've got piles of paper everywhere. My friend, we can't just give up. Look at those family pictures on the wall. Look at those children playing outside in the neighborhood. And stop and think about what you can do for the posterity of this nation. The future generations deserve good ancestors. Will we? We can be. Let's do it. Let's bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.